This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 111 for Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making small gains on Wednesday morning amidst mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while European rapeseed is down. Crude oil is also pulling back due to larger United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced this morning it was cutting its key interest rate by 50 basis points. The January canola contract is up $3.40 per ton at $647.90. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are higher, and wheat is lower. For the sixth consecutive day, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported export sales for U.S. corn, this time 100,000 tons to unknown destinations. Ahead of the U.S. Energy Information Administration's weekly ethanol report, the trade is projecting average ethanol production to be down 2,000 barrels per day to up 13,000 barrels per day. Ethanol stocks would be down 200,000 barrels to up 100,000 barrels. ANAC expects Brazilian corn exports in October to total 6.24 million tons, up 20,000 from the previous estimate and down from 8.45 million 1 year ago. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.16. The USDA announced export sales of 130,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China, as well as 259,000 tons more to unknown destinations. Soybean harvesting operations in the U.S. are largely expected to wrap up in a week. However, Brazil and Argentina are in need of rains, and plantings are behind the average pace. Both countries will see rain over the next 2 weeks. ANAC estimated Brazilian soybean exports in October to total 4.63 million tons, up 290,000 from the previous estimate, but down from 5.53 million 1 year ago. The November soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.95. Wheat areas in southern Russia should benefit from rains over in the next 6 to 10 days. The European Union showed soft wheat exports at 7.02 million tons from July 1st to October 20th. The figure is down from 10.22 million tons 1 year ago. Jordan is tendering for up to 120,000 tons of wheat from optional origins. Bangladesh issued a tender for 50,000 tons of wheat. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.75. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.